You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. We'd like to talk about ways to have a calmer, more balanced life with self-awareness and emotional intelligence. And this week, we're talking about something that you may not necessarily hear that much about, resiliency. We heard about it recently when young boys got trapped in a cave in Thailand, but were all successfully rescued and later mentioned their resiliency helped them get through that. So here to talk about it is local therapist from Path to Resilience in Ann Arbor, Lori Bush. Welcome, Lori.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me what we're talking about when we say resiliency?
Sure. Resiliency is about hope, which was the main reason that those boys survived as long as they did. They all had hope and support with each other and their coach. Resilience is how well we respond to stress and traumatic events and how quickly we return to the normal functioning after the event. It's the capacity to successfully manage challenges.
Is that something you're born with, or is it something that can be learned?
It's both. There are people that are born with, you know, this ability that just comes to them naturally. But we can learn how to be more resilient as well. It can be pretty easy. It's like a habit. Anything you have to do, you have to practice. But we can learn it.
That famous song from the kids' movie Frozen, Let It Go.
Oh, Let It Go.
Is that a big part of this?
That's a little part of it, sure.
What else can we do?
There's a lot of ways that we can strengthen our personal resilience. We need to realize that we do have some control over ourselves and our circumstances. We need to believe that we have this control to make the choices that benefit us. And if we're in a position where we don't always have control, when we do get the opportunity, we can change our circumstances. You know, kind of like when you have a bad boss that micromanages and makes your life miserable, you can make a change. Some of the other things that we can do is laugh. Humor.
Oh, I'm good. Yay.
Yeah. Finding humor to relieve and release stress is huge. Learning to laugh at yourself is paramount. Some other things we can do, exercise, meditate. If you're not into meditation, you can ground yourself, which basically you go out in nature and take your shoes off, sit under a tree, and just observe the beauty of the world around you. Live more in the moment. Practicing gratitude, things like that.
So those are basic mindful self-awareness, emotional intelligence, things we talk about and have talked about here on this edition of Art and Soul. But you're saying they can help build resiliency as well.
Yes.
You said change your circumstances if you're in a bad situation. How about changing your own reaction?
Exactly. That goes along with the emotional intelligence to get to the point where you can control your own emotions to make the necessary changes so that you don't react.
Are there steps to controlling your own emotions?
That goes back to the meditation, taking deep breaths. One of the things that I tell my clients is if somebody does something to them that really upsets them and makes them angry, instead of reacting and just, you know, shouting at them or getting into a fight, I just say, okay, take a deep breath. Step back, count to five, you know, so that you can gain composure of yourself so that you don't react. So, and it takes practice because if you are a hothead, you know, it's going to be hard to stop.
Right. But you can, right?
You can.
Right.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
We're talking to Ann Arbor therapist Lori Bush, basically about resiliency. But you work with a lot of tweens and teens and young adults. What kind of issues are they dealing with these days?
There's a lot of issues. The teens and tweens, there's a lot of pressure to perform and, you know, be perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
From their parents or from society or where? Or from watching reality TV?
All of the above.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that I'm finding that is pretty easy to fix is they have a terrible fear of failure. And making mistakes is, instead of learning from them, they think that that's it. They've made a mistake, and so there is no backing out of this. And so we talk about ways that they can handle it when they do make a mistake. I work with the parents so that the parents make it so that it's a learning opportunity. You can't learn how to make good decisions and how to make choices if you don't make mistakes, because you've got to learn what not to do to be able to learn what to do and what works for you as an individual. You know, one of the biggest things that they can, that kids can do, is say, you know what, I screwed up, I made this mistake, I learned from this, laugh at themselves, and then go on and try again. The only failure is not ever getting back up again.
I personally think that there's a lesson in everything. So if something doesn't go the way I enjoy or like, I think, okay, what am I supposed to be learning from this? Do you think social media makes it more obvious or public for young adults when something goes wrong?
Oh, yeah, it does. And there's so much cyberbullying and, you know, with the Facebook and Instagram, kids can be really cruel, and it's hard to navigate that as a kid.
With young adults and all this pressure that they're facing, we're seeing an increase in suicides, and it's okay to talk about that. What can we do to help the situation so we're seeing a reversal of that trend?
Suicide, the way to handle it, Nancy Serlin's interview on Parenting and Plan B, she was spot on. You have to know them well enough to be able to say these kinds of things, and you have to mean it when you say it. But, you know, it's all right. You have to say, are you considering suicide? I don't want you to die. Can we find a professional for you to talk to if you're not the professional? Suicide is an option when the individual has lost all of their hope, and suicide is the only way that they can see how to end their pain and despair. It's kids, adults, you have to be honest and caring, you know, and show empathy.
Well, throughout this conversation about resiliency, you've said one of my favorite words repeatedly, and that's hope. Do you think that's the bottom line here? You have any encouraging words to leave us with?
Oh, yeah. Hope is everything. We need hope to be able to get up every day and move forward. The world is so negative. You know, we need the hope. The boys in Thailand, that the world celebrated when they were rescued.
A good news story.
Exactly. And we need more of that.
How can you do that on a personal level, though, as a parent or as a young adult?
If you don't feel a lot of hope, you can change how you look at the world and how you view your reality. Ways to do that would be practice reversing your negative self-talk and the negative automatic thoughts that you have. You know, when we're with our family, a lot of information slides in that we don't necessarily think about. And so these negative emotions and thoughts come up automatically. You don't even realize you're doing it. Start by thinking about your core values. Like, is one of your core values that people are inherently good? If it's not, if it's like people are inherently not good, you tell yourself that's not true. People are good. Look at the people who came together to rescue these boys. Look at the people who come together after a natural disaster. And, you know, they don't want anything other than the satisfaction of helping someone. How we choose to react is what determines whether or not it's a trauma or not.
Lori Bush, the therapist from Path to Resilience in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you very much.